Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Citizens of Perfectville, Dolphins everywhere, you love sports, not just the Dolphins, not just the NFL, but all sports. And the month of June is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action. And BetOnline is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, 50%. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something stirring that will change this place forever.
Perfectville.
Welcome to Perfectville, your first place podcast for your Miami Dolphins, part of the Believe Network and streaming on Sirius XM. I am Sam Marcoux, and I am swagged out more than anybody has ever been swagged out. I don't think anybody is beating Sam Marcoux when it comes to the Miami Dolphins swag here on this podcast. And joining me again this week is the two-time Hall of Famer. Of course, I'm talking about the good doctor himself, Dr. Christopher Colon. Doctor, how swag are you?
Oh, did you say swag, Sam? Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Fuck you, Chris. Fuck you with that big ass.
Is this good?
Yours is bigger than mine. But mine still works. So it doesn't matter that yours is bigger, Chris. Mine still works.
Look, they say it's not the size of the ship, Sam. It's the motion of the ocean.
Well, we are reunited and feeling so good. Chris Colon with the largest, most obnoxious piece of memorabilia I've ever seen there, Chris. I mean, how large? I mean, you're what, 6'2"? And you were just holding up that sign that is almost as tall as you. And I took up the whole camera there. So that thing was massive. Where in the hell did you get that Miami Dolphins sign?
Yeah, cool story. I went golfing for Father's Day with my brother. Hadn't seen him in a month or two because we've been traveling for rugby. We're finally home. And he goes, "I got something for you," and has me walk over to his truck. I'm thinking it's a golf ball or something. He's like, "I was at a gas station in Sarasota, Florida." And I looked over, I go, "Can I have that?" And the guy goes, "No one's ever asked me that before. You're a Dolphins fan?" He's like, "I mean, obviously." And he goes, "Yeah, sure, take it. I don't care." He's like, "We're mostly Tampa Bay Bucs fans too." Yeah, so he just got it from a gas station and gave it to me. He's like, "I don't know if you want to put it up in your man cave." I'm like, "I'm absolutely putting that up in my man cave. Like, why would I not?"
That's a great piece for the man cave. Absolutely. I got mine at the draft when I was in Las Vegas. So I paid for this. I didn't steal it from a gas station. I paid for this and contributed to the American economy. But this piece of styrofoam actually cost me, with this chain, cost me $45. Can you imagine that? I mean, for a styrofoam cutout of the Miami Dolphins logo on a chain, $45.
Was the Dolphin or was the draft at like Disney World?
More or less. I mean, it was adult Disney World. It was Las Vegas. So everything costs money. But I haven't gotten a chance to really wear it since then. There's not an outfit that I have where wearing this chain logo Miami Dolphins makes
you want to be like
sense.
The white flavor Flav of the Miami Dolphins fan hood.
Yeah. Well, even this, I mean, this was the modest version. I mean, they did have one that was quite large and that was about $85. And I was like, nah, I need to be able to fly home with this. I don't want to have to check a bag. Yeah. It was basically your logo right there. No, yeah, is that plastic or is that cardboard?
No, it's like aluminum.
It's aluminum.
It can cut you.
Wow, that's so it's practical because if the zombies come, you can just knock them all out and, you know, slice them with that big Miami Dolphins board there. I like it.
And with our sun logo, it's got like a chain, you know, a chainsaw just cut through.
You could
these
kill
zombies.
Multiple zombies with it. That's great. So your brother just went into a gas station and saw it and was like, "Can I have it?" And the guy was like, "I don't give a shit. They're paying me minimum wage. Take whatever you want right off the wall."
Yeah, I mean, supposedly it was like kind of like in a more Tampa Bay Buck fan area. And he's just like, sure. But I mean, is that true? I'll never know. I own it now.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Mr. Gas Station Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't me.
Go down to Sarasota, Florida and just check all the, it'd be great if it's just been there for a number of years. And there's just like a weird, like sun, fine. You know, stain on the window now because your brother Brett or whoever it was took it. I don't know which brother it was. Oh, there you go.
Brett, nice.
People that don't know, Chris has like, I think Chris has 18 brothers. Like there's always a new brother. And I've met one of them, but I don't think it was Brett that I met.
I met Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's confusing as shit.
And I got Brett and I got a sister, Alyssa. It's really not that big of a family.
It just seems like there's more than there is. Like, I don't know. Every time there's a picture, they either look different or like you call them by a middle name. I don't know what's going on, but it seems like the Cullen clan has populated all of Carolina. And I know there's a family there and I don't know how many. And I just assume that there's a lot.
Hey, and you nailed it with Brett first try. So that's why we have this cohesion, man. You just knew.
We do have this cohesion. We also have this cohesion here, ladies and gentlemen, here in the town of Perfectville, because Chris Cullen has been on assignment. I've been telling everybody for weeks he's been on assignment. The code name for this assignment has been rugby. But what was really happening is Chris is an investigative journalist. On top of being a doctor, on top of being a two-time Hall of Famer, Chris has been digging in the dirt, ladies and gentlemen. Literally and figuratively, he's been going around this great country of ours, finding the true stories about your Miami Dolphins. And he shared some of them with me. I have found some myself in my own off time. And that's what we're doing here today. It's a little bit of what people would consider a slow news cycle for the Miami Dolphins. But that is just not the case, Chris. People just aren't looking hard enough because there are some bombshells out there for the Miami Dolphins, their players and the organization as a whole. And you and I are going to get to the bottom of it here in segment number two. I'm fascinated by how many of these stories seem to have gone unnoticed, Chris. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. And that's the thing with the offseason. A lot of people are involved in other things. Summer's coming up, you're traveling, you're going to Disney World, as for mentioned. So you might miss a couple of tweets that come through. The NBA Finals is happening. The Stanley Cup Finals happening. World news is gases through the roof. So you might have missed it. So that's why we sent me out there. You got some acorns of your own. And I feel like we have enough to where we can kind of just popcorn back and forth, a little bit of weekend update style on Saturday Night Live, if you're familiar. And one of us can choose to be Stefan.
I don't know who Stefan is because I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I am familiar with Weekend Update, but it is nothing like Weekend Update because we are not getting sued. Not today, Satan. Not today. This is a completely different and original concept. There it is. From Chris Cullen and myself. But yes, truly, you know, the real true stories of the Miami Dolphins that are happening right now, real news, not fake news, real news, coming up right after these words. Psst. Did you know that most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used auto loan to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approve, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. That's right. Auto Approve connects vehicle owners with the best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How, you may ask? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save the customers on average over $150 a month. That's right. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners out there that refinance through Auto Approve, they will send you $100 cash to your mailbox. That's right, $100 cash. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are still historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you can save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV. And we're back. Sam Marcoux, Chris Cullen, 2-time Hall of Famer, doctor and investigative journalist, Sam Marcoux, podcast host, comedian, and also investigative journalist. Welcome to Perfectville, part of the Believe Network, streaming on Sirius XM. Chris, you have found some truly golden nuggets about the Miami Dolphins offseason, some news that other people just aren't paying attention to. We have our sources. We will cite those sources, and we're going to break some news. We're going to drop some bombs on all the citizens of Perfectville and Miami Dolphins everywhere listening to this show right now. Are you ready?
Born ready, my friend.
Well, I think since you're the one that broke the first story that we're going to talk about, you should go first. Item number one on the totally real Miami news segment.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone's not talking about this, but I did see last week where Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel challenged Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels to a celebrity boxing match. Loser changes the last name to the others so we don't keep fucking it up in the media. Now, Raiders coach McDaniel has yet to respond to the challenge. Stay tuned.
This is going to happen at the MGM Grand. This is we're actually going to bump UFC fight night, the heavyweight fight between whoever the heavyweight champion is for UFC right now. And this is going to happen. It's actually going to happen. And really, Josh McDaniels has the home court advantage, right? Because it's the Las Vegas Raiders. It's going to happen at the MGM Grand. But Mike McDaniel, I think, is that offensive genius that we're always talking about. So I think he's going to come out fighting quickly and appropriately and get on the board first. And it's going to be nice to see two McDaniels and not two McDaniels, because Mike McDaniel's clearly winning that fight.
Correct. He'll have a game plan for sure.
Absolutely. Well, lots of news when it comes to names. This is according to USA Tonight. Sick of all the criticism as well as the fan base for the Miami Dolphins, not only not knowing how to pronounce or spell his name, Tua Tagovailoa is now changing his name to Justin Herbert, ending the debate as to whether or not the Miami Dolphins made a mistake in not drafting Justin Herbert. It is now settled. Tua Tagovailoa is now Justin Herbert. Therefore, the argument that the Miami Dolphins have no longer drafted the right quarterback is moot, and the dumbass fan base that can no longer figure out how to spell and or say his name is now relieved of their duties. Justin Herbert, starting quarterback, Miami Dolphins, according to USA Tonight.
Yeah, I just got from one of our producers in the ear here, wanted me to mention, how dare either of us talk about dumb fan bases not pronouncing names.
We really are the worst. I mean, not you and I. I mean, we're so pretty bad. But the names are on the backs of the jerseys. So anytime we misspell a name, like if you read a blog or anything like that, and like I remember Justin Peele, like I went to high school with Justin Peele, so I have a little bit more, I guess, knowledge about how to spell his name, but it was P-E-E-L-L-E. But for whatever reason, nobody could ever figure out. I saw Justin Pele, I saw Justin Peele with one L, I saw Justin Peele with no E at the end. It was like a nightmare. And that's not even that hard of a name. I mean, you get into Adwanle Agunleye and it's like, good luck. But the Miami Dolphins are not good at spelling. Miami Dolphins fans are not good at spelling Miami Dolphins players' names.
Yeah, well, and nothing worse than Zach with a K. It is Zach with an H. He's a should be Hall of Fame linebacker from your Miami Dolphins. Learn to spell it.
Yeah, not well, that hard. There you go. Tua Tagovailoa is no more. Justin Herbert, now your quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. H-E-R-B-E-R-T, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Chris, what other news were we able to find out?
Yeah, real quick. I saw this on my Twitter. I couldn't believe it wasn't like being spread and retweeted more, but I did see that Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network mentioned Peyton Manning signed a 5-year contract with the Miami Dolphins to be its quote. And this is the actual title. He said he confirmed it with multiple sources. Our QB guru. He's a guru of our quarterback, and he actually is bringing along with him as a package deal, Adam Gase as his QB whisperer.
So how is this going to work? Adam Gase is going to whisper into the ear of our QB guru, Peyton Manning. And are we sure it's Peyton Manning and not Eli Manning? Because that could go horribly wrong.
It is actually Dave Manning. Sorry, I missed a tweet.
That's their cousin, Dave Manning. Yeah,
He's not as good. He went to Fordham University and he didn't play quarterback as much as he recorded the quarterback's practice. Dave Manning. Yes. Okay. Well, it's always good to have a Manning though. I mean, you never know. There's a little bit of Manning dust that's going to sprinkle all over our new quarterback, Justin Herbert, perhaps. And, you know, go from there. So, look,
it's, man, news. We ask for news. It's a slow cycle. It's news.
Look, this is the news that's out there. This is what we found. I mean, you quoted your source and everything. So speaking of which, I was just reading the latest edition of Sports Demonstrated and turns out that the NFL is now looking into regulating Tyreek Hill. He's under investigation for being too fast. As it turns out, Tyreek Hill is now having to wear weighted cleats to level the playing field against defenses of the Jets, Patriots, and Bills. Only those three teams he has to wear weighted cleats, Chris, in order to slow him down and give them a fighting chance. This seems unfair to me, but apparently Tyreek Hill says no problem. He will just still continue to run fast and beat all these people's asses. But weighted cleats for Tyreek Hill to even the playing field.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing with him recently in Madden since I've been home now and not traveling. And he is a cheat code. He literally is a cheat code. So I can see them doing that. Of course, it happens when he joins the Miami Dolphins. But he's a pro. Mike McDaniel will have some kind of game plan for it, I'm sure. By maybe making his helmet pads lighter. Maybe taking some pads out of the pants. It'll work. He's a professional. He'll get it done.
Yeah, and if Mike McDaniel can't do it, perhaps Mike McDaniels can if he loses that fight as well. But, yeah, there you go. Tyreek Hill having to slow down, wearing weighted cleats. What else were you able to find out here, Chris?
Yeah, formerly named Tua Tagovailoa, now Miami Dolphins quarterback Justin Herbert has just announced. I tried Zoom to tag. Get through that. Yeah, thank you. Has just announced his partnership with Callaway Golf Clubs. Per the company, they are excited to add yet another left-handed athlete to their brand after breaking ties with golfer Phil Mickelson and his remarks about the Saudi Golf League. However, they were very disappointed when they found out Tua only throws left-handed.
Well, you know, perhaps this is a way for Tua / Justin Herbert to even cash in further. You know, he can sign two contracts under two different names, and maybe as Justin Herbert, he can golf left-handed. And then people can say, wow, they really should have gotten Tua Tagovailoa instead of Justin Herbert on their golf team because he's not doing so well golfing from the left-hand side. Did not know that. And I'm curious what his signing bonus will be when he joins the LIV golf tournament along with Phil Mickelson there. Lots of news going around. This one actually has to do with the organization as a whole. Uniwatch.net is where I found this story. Given the controversy and the demand for the old Miami Dolphins uniforms, yet the company and the business selling like hotcakes, the new logo, the company and the NFL and Nike have come to an agreement here, Chris. Well, they will be doing throwbacks for half of the jersey. So the left-hand side of the jersey will have the old throwback uniform with the old logo. The right-hand side will have the new one. And this way, no one will be happy. That's what you call a compromise, Chris.
Uniwatch.net. Garfinkel thinking outside the box.
Yeah, and it turns out they're going to use that weird cartoon logo on the actual field. So they're just going to get all three logos out there at all times, come hell or high water, Chris. It's just, you know what? It would be kind of fun. And maybe this would have been better for the bit. It's just to allow all players to wear whatever former jersey. Imagine that. Imagine you could just wear any of the Miami Dolphins logos. Doesn't matter. It's all team apparel. And you could have, like, you know, Justin Herbert, new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, throwing with the old cartoon helmet on the side to Tyreek Hill in his weighted cleats using the old school helmet. And then, you know, celebrating with Jalen Waddle, who's using the new school uniform. That would be kind of fun if you could just wear whatever jersey you wanted, as long as it was team apparel.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd love to see just put Tua in like the orange jersey. Yeah. And mentally the defenders think he's in a red jersey and they
can't hit him.
Our sacks go down drastically.
That'd be fantastic. I mean, you know, the most drastic, if we implemented that in the NFL, I think would have to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because you could have half of them in the creamsicles and then half of them in that pewter, and that would just look like a completely different team out there. I think that would be kind of fun. That would be fun to watch.
Yep.
All right.
Well, some more news on my journey there, Sam. It's actually from a former Miami Dolphin. It's former Miami Dolphins quarterback Cleo Lemon. Ooh. Has joined forces with Lipton Sweet Tea, which, when thinking about it, seems like a poor business strategy. But what do I know? I'm just a podcast host.
not to be outdone, there's all kinds of news outside of the NFL. In fact, I found this one on finhaven.com, not to be confused with Finn Heaven, but finhaven.com broke this story that Emmanuel Ogba is actually retiring from the NFL, Chris. I don't know how this got by everybody's radar, but he is retiring to start up an electronics store called Ogbots. I think he's going to sell e-cigarettes and video games and CDs. Ogbots, Chris. Emmanuel Ogba.
Yeah, we all know Circuit City, Best Buy, Radio Shack. I mean, they're thriving, so it's probably a really good time these days to start an electronics store.
Ogbots would be a good name for his fan club, though. We're the Ogbots.
It would be. It would be. Speaking of, like, can't believe it didn't, you know, not talked about. This is, I mean, gigantic. We got a new owner, Sam. I don't know if you saw this. This is over the night. Adam Schefter actually tweeted in the midst of the Brian Flores controversy, the paid to tank and diversity hiring. Stephen Ross has actually handed over the reins of the Miami Dolphins to not retiring, by the way, Ndamukong Suh. He will be the first player slash owner in NFL history. His first order of business. He immediately changed the name of Hard Rock Stadium to Mikasa Tsukasa.
This is weird because you said who is the source you cited on that? That was Schefter.
Looks like Sheffy. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, because I was just on ASPN.com, and I was told based on ASPN.com's report here that. Given Roger Goodell's stance that he does not have the authority to remove Dan Snyder as the owner of the Washington Commanders, and given the legal controversy of Stephen Ross and everything you just pointed out, that the actual plan was the only way to satisfy both and everyone involved was that they were actually going to have to swap teams as punishment. The punishment, of course, is for the fans because they don't get to win either way. But Stephen Ross, now the new owner of the Washington Commanders, where Dan Snyder, perhaps with minority owner and Ndamukong Suh, your new owner for the Miami Dolphins, according to ASPN.com. I don't know, conflicting reports. I guess we need a third source to kind of sort this out here, Chris.
Well, and I might have saw the first tweet, and that was the second part of the tweet. Maybe it's a partnership or something. He needed somebody with experience of running bad franchises and fixing them. So they got the man.
So weird that we see conflicting reports, maybe because we didn't talk about this prior to. Anyway, next report, Chris. What else did you find? I have a couple more nuggets.
Yeah, me too. A couple more. It's actually pretty interesting. I used to work for the show, so I listened to it here and there. But the Dan Le Batard show, I was listening to it, and Levy mentioned that he heard that Tyreek Hill has bought an actual cheetah from a former Netflix star and Tiger King, Joe Exotic's former ranch handler. Dan Missionary.
I think this is to help him train with those weighted cleats so he can get back to being the cheetah. So he's no longer the cleta. He'll be the cheetah once again. It makes sense. That's a good scoop. I mean, Dan Levitard's coming hard this week. I mean, he's been all over the news given his controversial takes with Michelle Tafoya. And now Tyreek Hill bought a motherfucking cheetah. Good. Last piece that I found here, and actually this is a good news. It's always, you ever notice on the news they end with a good heartwarming story, and this is one of those, because if you've been paying attention, you've noticed that a lot of these NFL players perhaps made some bad investments in hindsight. A lot of them converted their signing bonuses into cryptocurrency and have lost millions upon millions of dollars. Not the case in this case, because Xavier Howard recently re-signed and re-upped again, accidentally saved himself a ton of money because he was confused, Chris. And he actually invested and converted all the signing bonus into cryptocurrency instead of cryptocurrency. And given the state that everyone dies, business is booming, Chris. The man is actually making more money every single time somebody drops dead. He was trying to do cryptocurrency. He got cryptocurrency. Voila, he's a happy, happy man. He's making more money than he ever possibly could, thanks to the fact that everyone dies and he is invested in everybody's death. So he is rooting for you and I to die, as well as everybody else, this Xavier Howard, because he makes more money. And it's a heartwarming story, because he would have lost millions, but instead, he has not.
very heartwarming. There's a movie from the late 90s, early 2000s. It has to be the early mid 2000s with Dane Cook and I believe Kevin Costner, or it's either him or Pierce Brosnan. And it's like Mr. Brightside or something. Anyway, I'll look it up and we'll tweet it. He mentions in it, it's a good business strategy, good business investment in dying. Cause you always need funeral homes. You always need graveyards. There's a ton of population and people are going to die.
According to the internet, Mr. Brightside is a song by the Killers. I might have to scroll down.
I went to the movies to see it. It was really bad. It's like called like Mr. Brooks or just look up Dane Cook movies. He's been in like three. So
I don't want to do that. I'll just call Dane That's Cook. Fine. I have his number, but okay. Anyway, do you have any more nuggets? I am out.
One last one. And it's actually really interesting. And for the people that, unlike us that live in Miami, you can take advantage of this. Over the weekend, Miami Herald reported new Dolphins owner Ndamukong Suh has opened the Miami Dolphins locker room to host as a Vrbo during the offseason. And I did some research into this, Sam. There's multiple packages for the stays, with the cheapest involving getting to sleep in Zach Dieter's locker, and the most expensive involve unlimited use of the new slide and pictures with Tyreek Hill's pet cheetah. So, yeah, look into that. You might have a place to say, Zach Dieter's locker, not clean, by the way. So that's why it's the cheapest method. And you will have to be out of the room, his locker room, when he needs to use it. So
who the fuck is Zach Dieter? Do you mean Michael Dieter or Zach Sealer? Doesn't matter.
Hey, it's news.
It's news. It's just news. It's real news. So who gives a shit? He's there, whoever it is.
That's a name from the source. That wasn't for me. So
that's true. That came from the source. You're just a reporter. You're just a middleman. You're the bag man. You're not making shit up. Clearly. I mean, it's
at all.
I like that. He's turning the locker room into a Vrbo. That's actually pretty smart business. You know how many fucking loser ass Miami Dolphins fans or football fans in general would probably pay like $1,000 each to just sleep in the locker room? I bet you it would just
bring an air mattress to sleep in the locker room, take a picture with a couple of lockers.
You know, they're going to smell a locker. Ew, fans are gross. Fans are gross. Well, look, I mean, I don't know how anybody can call this a slow news cycle. We have a wife swap of owners with Dan Snyder and apparently Ndamukong Suh and Stephen Ross. We have Emmanuel Ogba retiring to open up Ogbots. We have Tua Tagovailoa playing golf from the wrong side of the tee and pissing off his sponsors, as well as changing his name. The McDaniels conflict that's happening in Vegas here in just a couple of weeks. And of course, Tyreek Hill buying a cheetah and having weighted cleats. It's amazing the stories that are coming out of South Florida right now, and yet nobody's reporting on it, Chris. That's why you and I are here. The investigative Correct. Journalists, Sam Marcoux and Christopher Cullen on the Believe Network.
Yeah, and as always, guys, let's try to make a fan event this year. Maybe me and Sam can get down there to Su Casa Stadium and meet some of the fans, have a beer, and slide down the slide maybe, and watch the Dolphins win.
And the thing is, if you fall off the slide, it's good business for Xavier Howard. So, you know, it's just, it's good to be a Miami Dolphins fan, I suppose, unless you die. Yeah. Then it'd be bad, but it'd be good for Xavier. So anyway, it really is a slow news fucking week, Chris.
There's no way anyone listened to all of these. No, they probably did. Like Dave Manning, especially as a QB guru, like I'm excited about that. And that, like you said, Manning's a Manning. We'll take it. But very slow. The good thing is, we talked about this in the last podcast, Sam, last time I was with you. This is that period, right? We're coming up to training camp soon. It's going to be slow, but the payoff is worth it, everybody. I know because you mentioned rugby earlier. Zach has just jumped right into football. So he is now entering high school football. He's a rising ninth grader, so it's his first time seeing it. Really cool dad story, I'll tell you. At the end of July, they will be going to stay overnight, 4 nights, 5 days, like Remember the Titan style, leave your family and your parents and stay overnight in the dorm rooms of my former college. So he'll be staying in the dorms of Wingate University where I stayed and where I played football. So it's a really cool moment. I'm excited for him. And he's getting a little taste of real football. So it's cool.
That is very, very, very cool. So congratulations to the entire Cullen clan, Chris and his 18 brothers, all named Brett. And you know, the actual news, which kind of inspired this piece, honestly, because a couple of weeks ago found out Ricky Williams changed his name.
And, he did, yeah.
And I was, and you and I talked about, like, I guess we'll just lead with that story next week because there's nothing else going on. But I noticed that he changed his name, but he hasn't changed it on Twitter. Like, he's still Ricky Williams on Twitter. Have you noticed that?
He doesn't want to lose followers. I mean, like, now people aren't going to be searching for whatever he changed his name to.
What did he change? He changed his name. He goes by Eric.
He took his wife's last name, I think.
Is that what he did?
I think so. Let's see. Which is, he was probably really high when he did that, and he's going to sober up and be like, fuck.
I mean, how many? Yeah, Eric Myron is his name now.
His first name is like an Eric Myron.
Yeah, he does look like, if you look at him now, he looks like an Eric Myron, and he just looks like, you know, an HR assistant at your work. You know, he's just completely reinvented himself away from football, except for Twitter. He's still Ricky Williams. And Ricky Williams, I mean, what a pain in the ass, because like, he's got RickyWilliams.com. He's got the Ricky Williams Foundation. He's got all these different Ricky Williams things.
Jerseys with Williams on the back.
Yeah. Now you need a Myron. You got to trade in your Dolphins jersey and get a Myron. M-I-R-O-N.
So I'm glad he didn't do that while he was playing. I've been way too confusing to, you know, say his name and then Travis Minor.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although, who was really saying Travis Miner's name outside of a couple of swear words?
Yeah,
Dave Wanstead. Oh, Miner, get in there. Anyway, yeah, no, that was it. That was the only Miami Dolphins somewhat related news outside, of course, of everything you and I dug up. That's out there. Everything else seems to be just hunky dory. So, yeah, like you said, mini camps coming up, training camps starting up here before too long. We'll have some actual tangible news for everybody to follow with the people on the playing field. And other than that, Chris, I think we've hit our minimum amount of time that we need to broadcast this week. So with that being said, do you have anything else to say?
That is it, my friend. Everybody enjoy the rest of the week, the weekend. We're coming up to the 4th of July. You'll hear from us soon, but it was really good to be back and share all the news I found with you guys.
Yeah. And the freshly shaven Christopher Cullen, no longer rugby dad, moving into football mode. And as I start to grow mine out, because I am soccer coach dad before too long, had my first coaching clinic of the season last night in 100-degree weather. It was a lot of fun, Chris. But with that being said, since Chris has nothing left to say and I have nothing left to say, the only thing left to say is goodbye from Perfectville.
Later.
Oh, that might have been our worst episode.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.